One night I woke him up and found him standing at the end of his bed. God, his bed was enormous. It had to be 9 feet square. He had this cover, and he was slinging it around and yelling, "Get away from me.
Oh, dear.
God damn it, everybody, get away from me."
Hey.
I got on my hands and knees and crawled the light and turned around and flipped on the light. He finally woke up. Usually when this happened, he came out of it, he'd crack up laughing. When he was sleepwalking, you couldn't full-fledged shake him or run and scream and say, "Hey, wake up, you're having a nightmare." Because he would punch you out.
Yeah. You can't wake him up.
So you got to stay away from him, man.
I'll punch you in the face.
Stay away from me.
Oh, hold on. Now that I'm just looking through this thing, there's some more. Just some more scattered memories.
Scattered memories of the king of rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen.
Any meal that Elvis ate had to be almost burned.
He likes his meat dead.
He didn't like to see any red or any blood. He'd gag at the sight of a pink hamburger.
That's gross, man.
He'd throw it away or throw it at someone.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a movie one time. One of the crew members was a big, muscular guy who always shaved his head. He used to eat raw steaks. When the catering truck came around, he'd order a steak and he'd say, "Throw it on the grill." As soon as it would hit the grill, he'd say, "Turn it over." They'd say, "Pick it up," and he'd eat it. We showed that to Elvis one time, and he threw up.
Strong Elvis.
Man, don't ever show that to me again, man.
You could wear Elvis's meat for shoes. His steaks were so tough. Others would eat a steak medium rare. Elvis would see, and he'd say, "God damn you. I can't eat it like you, for Christ's sake."
How'd you do that, man?
Others would have eggs over easy, scrambled. And if an over easy egg was broken, mm-hmm, and the yellow was broken, Elvis would go nuts.
I don't like it runny. I don't like red. I don't like rare meat, man.
Elvis hated fish, by the way.
Yes.
I hate the smell of fish, Jack.
When Gladys was pregnant, the smell of fish made her sick. She told him that.
It all gets back to Gladys, doesn't it?
So Elvis hated fish all his life.
I hate the smell of fish, man. That'll play into his early sexual development also.
Okay, let me see. Hold on, give me a moment. See what else we've got here, Mike.
Hey.